confirm to us that actually this member have died.
Lena, thanks for waiting patiently. You've been listening to this. From monitoring's point of view, now you're looking at a different information source because you've been looking at information coming out of Oraqa by non-Islamic State.
Our perspective comes from the civilian journalists.
You're talking about organizations like RBSS. That's a site called Raqqa is being slaughtered silently. Tell us about them.
Yes, so these are one of our main sources of information. They have risen since IS took over Raqqa. This is in 2014. Now, the thing with our job is because we monitor sources on a daily basis, we are able to tell what is consistent and what is not. And so far, this group to us has been more or less consistent with the information.
So, for example, this week, did you learn anything from their activists around the Raqqa area?
Yes, their style is they do live tweeting very often. And so they say, breaking news, explosions heard in Raqqa. They've also posted videos where you can hear warplanes hovering around Raqqa.
And how reliable do you find that? So, for example, what they posted this week.
Mostly my concern that day was conflicting reports that we were getting. Some activists were saying that there were civilian casualties in the strikes. And what we wanted to know is there anyone on the ground saying that there were or there weren't? This was one of our sources, and they were live tweeting that there weren't any civilian casualties. I mean, we can't really verify whether the activists are right in saying that there were civilians killed or whether Raqqa's being slaughtered silently is right. So we have to report things as we see them.
So, Lena, spare a thought for Mohammed Abdelkader in BBC Arabic, because he's also desperately trying to verify. But Mohammed, in your case, it's not just a question of saying this source said or this source that. You're actually trying to verify and have them reported as facts, which will feed into BBC Arabic and BBC English newsrooms.
Yeah, I mean, part of the challenge is the nature of the social media market in the Middle East for the Arab speakers, because people are accustomed to sharing information without verification and lots of false news. An extra layer to that is the specific nature of Raqqa, because trying to get UGC content from a civilian area which is in peace is different from a war zone.
UGC being user-generated content,
yes.
So-called, yeah?
Yeah. For example, we need to take the interests of our users into consideration. They should never put themselves at risk. Now, if people live under these conditions in Raqqa, it's very difficult to ask them to send us content, because once we post or publish that content, these people will be exposed. Mm. So that's another moral obligation the BBC takes, is to preserve the lives and safety of the people.
Mohammed, are you saying that even today there are some people in Raqqa who would use their mobile phones to actually film something that they know that if they get seen or caught, they'll be executed?
People can take this information and keep it until they manage to get out. This is what they do most.
What I wanted to also highlight is that these people, again, are in a very dangerous situation, and Raqqa in particular, unlike Damascus, Aleppo, Idlib even, these people have ventured to highlight IS breaches of human rights and IS crimes in these areas. And in the beginning, we've heard of a lot of these activists from the Raqqa's being slaughtered silently, being persecuted, imprisoned, killed. This has driven them out of Raqqa because for fear of their safety.
Did you feel a blow then when recently, for example, two of the Raqqa activists were killed?
And definitely. And in that's in Turkey, right? So, you know, you're not safe wherever you go. And so it is also a responsibility on us, people who are trying to live their life as they used to, but you have a complete system of control and it's horrific.
You heard there from Lena Shekhouni of BBC Monitoring and Mohammed Abdelkader of BBC Arabic. I'm David.